some new members of the Ulster County team. One, we have our UCAT Deputy Director, Don Quesnell, who used to be our legislative financial analyst. Next, we have Amber Feaster, who is going to be our legislative body financial analyst now. She's going to take Don's old position. So good luck.
She's staying the whole night.
Amber is
Thank God.
We want her to be working here for at least a month before
right.
she's
yeah.
when
yeah.
we
she should
forward.
Go home now.
But Amber's going to be
video later.
Right.
Amber's going to be staying with us for Ways and Means, and then I'm going to be introducing her to the two caucuses, and then she'll be leaving us for the evening and starting on Monday.
Smart move.
And she's not even on the payroll till Monday. This is just because she's wants to be, you know, get in here and get going.
And we also have our...
He didn't do it when he was on payroll.
Oh, open season.
Tell him when you got paid and are in the mountain.
You know that.
And our last is our assistant county attorney, a new person by the name of Jennifer Clark. Jennifer.
There is a sign-in sheet down there. If anybody missed it, we can pass it around.
All right. Motion to have the meeting tonight.
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought there was an agenda in that packet.
I call the meeting to order. Right. Resolution number 13. It's a proposed local law regarding campaign finance. I was asked to hold this until next month. I know we were going to act on it this month, but the sponsor, John Parody, is having a meeting with his caucus tomorrow at sometime during the afternoon. Correct, Tracy,
yeah.
sometime?
I don't know if it's with the caucus, but it's
what bunch, whoever he's asked to go, he has no problem holding this over for a month. All right?
Great. So no action.
So no action's taken. A motion to Resolution 13.
No, we don't have to do anything, right? Carl,
second. No action.
No action.
We just don't
do
anything.
No
action. Don't, no motion. No, no action.
Resolution 149, approving the execution of a contract of $50,000 by C.T. Mailey Associates, Department of Public Works.
The amended amount is the only thing.
Right. It's the amended, well, we didn't do the contract anyway.
Right.
We held it.
Right.
We held this from last month. It was $188,952. It's being amended for $82,406. Now, I know a lot transpired in the last week. I know the fire districts got together, the site committee, fire chiefs throughout the county. I know the neighbors all got together, and in saying all that, I know our county planner, Dennis Doyle, renegotiated the contract, and now the contract is at $82,406.
Can you clarify what you just said, the neighbors all got together? What does that mean?
My understanding is the people around that area all got together and had a meeting, and they had some concerns. We had some emails regarding the concerns.
We were actually invited for Saturday's meeting.
Right. To walk the property.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, there was from what I received, there was about 10 questions that they had or concerns that they had regarding all this.
Who did they meet with? Because I didn't get the impression that the concerns were alleviated.
Well, I didn't say the concerns were alleviated. I said they had concerns that I'm aware of. Manager Joe wrote to me, and she told me what the concerns were, and then there was another email from another gentleman, if I'm not mistaken, but there again, there were some concerns from the local residents. So in saying all that, I will let Dennis explain the new contract. I will have Steve explain regarding some various discussions with the fire associations, fire chiefs, whatever you want to call them, and we'll take it from there. Dennis?
Sure. Does this need to be moved?
Yeah, move it first, please.
I'll second it.
All right. Move second.
Dennis. I need to do the second. I apologize. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick overview. At the last committee meeting, there was a significant amount of concern relative to the moving this contract through on having all of the bid documents associated with it and the detailed designs associated with it. And the committee asked us to go back and make sure that what we were doing is essentially doing the environmental work up front before we made a decision to move any further along. So the new contract effectively does all of the preliminary work that would normally be done associated with site plan review work that would happen at a community level prior to submitting a site plan to a municipality for review. So within that contract, what you're seeing is an analysis of alternatives. You'll also see that we're going to do all the preliminary work that we need to do essentially to prove the site out as to whether or not it's feasible to build this facility on. I think the general sense from the committee that worked on this, and I wasn't part of that committee, is that the site is feasible. I did bring along an air photo to give you a sense of where this site is. This is the college, per se, right here. This is the site that we own. This location, there's some drainage that comes down in through here. Just let me turn this around so we can zoom in on the site. This will give you a sense of the site itself. Again, this is Cottage Hill Road through here. We own a considerable amount of frontage on the front of the road. We do have this little ingress in our existing property area. In terms of the overall availability of site, again, you're a little over 40 acres in this area. The front half of the site's a little over 30 acres. The site program of elements for the project would be somewhere in a neighborhood of around 2 acres of impervious surface. And you can think about this as about 4 acres of disturbed area, between 4 and 5 acres of disturbed area. Looking at that, you can see that there's various areas in the site that you can fit this on. If this ends up back in this area, to give you an idea of this, the nearest residences from these locations back in here is about 1,000 feet. So we'll go through and we'll do all the necessary work that we have to do. We'll do visualizations work. We'll do traffic work. We'll do work on the sites. We'll take a look at soils. We'll delineate the wetlands that are on the site. There are some wetlands in this area and in these areas through here. We'll do all of that work, and then we'll come up with a site plan that works. Prior to doing that, we'll take a look at all of the alternatives that the committee looked at. We'll also see if there's any other alternatives available working with the committee. To see what's out there, and then we'll come back and say this is where we think we are, and we think we have a site that works for us from an environmental and operational standpoint, or we don't have a site. If we have a site that we think works, we'll probably come back to you and say now it's time to take it to a detailed design work. The site is owned by Ulster County. It was bought in 1971, between 1970 and 1971. By the state, by the college, with funding associated with that from the state. That means that it looks like that this would be associated with the college itself. It means that the site would have to be associated back to the college. We've started discussions with the college with respect to this. We believe that that this is an educational facility and it would meet the requirements of being an educational facility. Interestingly, the current college president, in his older job, the community college that he was part of was actually a center of excellence for fire training. So we have a very receptive college president with respect to this discussion. That's where we are. That's why the change in the dollar amount is to just do the necessary environmental scans and the site plan work that needs to get done.
Tracy?
So I appreciate the apology, but it was hard for me to follow this at the last minute without the track changes, other than the changes in the numbers, which were pretty straightforward. But in terms of going through and seeing what was different on the short notice, it was difficult to look at. And I also appreciate the time constraint with the holiday. So I get that's why we're backed against the wall. But I still have concerns related to those raised by the neighbors, and I wonder, and I saw the same email you saw, and I wonder about spending roughly 5%, maybe a little bit more than 5% of the budget on essentially the environmental analysis. Some of the things you talk about, like the delineation or even just overlays of those maps, and bringing in the neighbors to discuss the concerns, I think might be able to be done for less money at the outset so that we could feel more confident that this was the site. Just today, for the first time, I've heard about the connections that you talked about in terms of it being an educational opportunity and what that brings with funding, and that's exciting. But at the same time, I want to know that it's the right site, and I have to wonder if we can't do some work in advance of spending $82,000 officially, just to be more certain. Because my understanding of the site analysis, I totally approve of heading in the direction of doing a project like this. I think it's critical. I think it's important. I think we need it in this county, no question. The question is, where do we put it? And my understanding, which you could correct me if you're wrong, is that if I'm wrong, is that the site selection didn't involve anyone from planning, didn't involve anyone from the environment, may not have even involved anyone from our county buildings and grounds department. It was a group of firefighters. And while firefighters have a lot to add to the discussion, and their expertise is not environmental, is not land use policy, is not curb cuts, is not all the things, is not endangered species. That's not what their expertise is. So I would feel more confident if we did a little more work before we spent $82,000 of taxpayers' money to determine whether or not this was the right spot.
Well, in saying that, on my other hat, I'm a developer. I mean, mm-hmm. you're going to have to go through an environmental process in order to proceed. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm no disrespect for Dennis or his office, but they don't have the expertise to do the environmental end of it. All right? They can label, designate wetlands. They can look on a map and say it's over here, which is fine. Everybody knows where the wetlands might be if you look on a map. But, you know, there again, the questions that were asked of, I'm not sure, and I correct me if I'm wrong, that you can do, you know, actually divulge into those questions and get answers to those questions. Some of them you can, but I think the majority you can't. That's why you're going through an environmental study to see if this site is capable of handling a fire center on that site.
Is 5% of a budget normal amount to spend on an environmental review? $82,000?
Yeah, this is not a lot of money here. And what I would tell you is one of the things that's in this contract is a bolstering of the alternatives analysis. So the way the contract is written, it basically says we come down to a preferred site part of that alternatives analysis. So you could see yourselves, if somebody pulls a rabbit out of the hat and finds a better site, that you would do that environmental scan on a different site. Mm-hmm. I don't expect that to happen because of how we got here, but it could be done that way. When we look at this, we could be back here and saying, look, this is what we found, this is where we are, that we may have found ourselves a better place to be. I don't expect that to happen at all. And what we're looking at here is we're anticipating all of the program elements that need to be in a fire training center, and that's part of it. Part of it is sort of saying, how do you put all of these on there? So one of the things, the first thing we're going to do is look at alternative sites. The next thing we're going to look at is alternative places to where to put things on this particular site.
Tracy?
When you say you're going to look at alternative sites, are you going to look at the alternative sites that were looked at before? Because to what extent did they actually investigate those alternative sites?
And that's what we'll delve into. We'll take a look at those particular alternatives and see how far they got, whether or not the pros and cons make sense with respect to those sites. But I think looking for, the committee did a lot of extensive work, and certainly Steve can speak to this, to get to this site. So we anticipate we're going to examine that work so that when we have an alternative analysis, which is a requirement under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, we'll make sure that we do that necessary work before we come back and do more detailed work on this particular chart.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Was the in terms of the detailed, and I guess we'll hear from Steve in a minute, but the detailed analysis of how we got to this site was one of the first questions that was asked in terms of determining a site. Where does the county have parcels that exceed a certain acreage threshold?
I know that one of the things that was done in terms of the initial scan was to take a look at county-owned properties. If you look at the summary that we provided to the committee, there is a look at other properties that were included, including Tech City and the Rondout Manufacturing Area.
Mm-hmm. That's in this document?
In this
yes,
document.
It is.
It's attached. It's in your file.
Yes. It just doesn't explain how much was investigated. You know, it's a list, but I don't have a sense of how much was investigated.
Yeah, it's a list of the sites that we visited, and looking at the cost of what it would take to procure that property, it was $1 million plus just to get the cost before we even got shovels.
Steve, can you just give us a background of what you transpired that you were part of with the committee?
Right. The committee was formed. It was the Fire Chiefs Association and myself, and we looked at several sites throughout the county. Our minimum criteria that we were looking for was county-owned property, because we didn't have to purchase the property first, and thereby saving the county money of 5 acres or more. So based on that evaluation that we did through real property, we noticed this piece, but then we also took into consideration from the associations, from the Fire Districts Association, as well as the Fire Chiefs Association, in identifying other properties that we could potentially site this facility. And they're all listed on the sheet.
Tracy?
Did you look at existing facilities in different municipalities in terms of expansion and talk to those facilities?
Yes.
About
yes.
the possibility
yeah,
of expansion?
There are several facilities that we did at the Fire Advisory Board visited and also this committee. One of them being in a residential community is the Dutchess County Fire Training Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's in close proximity of a trailer park, and then also soccer fields and baseball fields.
But I mean, in Ulster County, did you look at? I'm assuming Shangham has a facility. I heard Woodstock has a facility. I don't know all the communities that have facilities.
Yeah, Shangham, Woodstock, and Ulster.
And did you visit all of those facilities and talk to those facilities about the possibility of expansion and shared services?
Well, not expansion and shared services on those particular properties.
Because that would seem to me a logical place to start. I worry that when you begin with the presumption that you need 5 acres of county-owned land, which I respect trying to save the county money, but that it's a flawed figure. You know, you're so limiting the scope of what you're looking at by saying the county has to own the property.
No, I didn't say they had to own the property. I said they would consider that as part of looking at the property.
I get
the property
it, but I'm saying...
But didn't mean they looked at other properties that we didn't own.
Right.
And they were
precluded. We did look at those additional properties.
I can, or I'm sorry.
To the point, Trace, about expanding the three facilities. The three facilities that we already have in Ulster County are situated in incredibly geographically poor areas for a county-wide facility. You've got Walker Valley, which is 70 miles from Saugerties. You've got the town of Ulster, which is 60 miles from...
You said 70 miles from Saugerties?
Round trip. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of a round trip, because if you're bringing apparatus, you're not going to leave it there when you're done with it.
Right, okay.
So it's, it's a 70-mile round trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got, Woodstock, which is going to be at least a 70-mile round trip from the town of Marlborough. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have, you may have a training center that the departments in the general vicinity of the town of Ulster will be able to travel to, but you're not going to have one that anybody in the southern end of the county is going to be able to.
Well, you left out Ulster, which is kind of centrally located.
Ulster?
Mm-hmm.
Is not nearly centrally located in the county.
More so than Woodstock or Walker Valley.
Minorly more than Woodstock or Walker Valley. I mean, the town of Ulster Training Center is way out on 32, almost by the river. So, I mean, when you're talking about, I'm talking about from Walker, from the town of Awarsing, any of the departments in the town of Awarsing, whether you take Napanock or Ellenville or any of the other departments, you're talking about at least a 70-mile round trip to the town of Ulster.
Right.
So,
We have that challenge in this county. I mean, we're a geographically large county.
We do have that challenge in the county, but that right there is the geographic center of the county. The technical geographic center of the county is in the hamlet of Vly Atwood, which is right near the college.
Chris?
Page 19 of the contract, I mean, I was thinking the same sentiment as Tracy. Like, is there a sort of an itemization that you guys use to arrive at this figure? So this is going to go out for RFP.
No, it's been out for RFP. We have chosen a consultant. That this contract is with CT Mail as the chosen consultant.
How many bidders did you have?
I believe five.
Okay.
And we interviewed three.
So on page 19 of the contract in subdivision 2 of section 3, where it says detailed evaluations of preferred alternative. the firm will further evaluate the preferred alternative with specific engineering analyses and considerations. Analyses will include, says, other environmental factors, including noise and smoke. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me like, you know, obviously, like a detailed analysis of weather patterns and like the changes in wind direction at different times of the year in the area with residences that are 1,000 feet from the facility is going to be a key factor, because, and you're going to have to obviously do dry runs, because to try and calculate how the smoke is going to be, you're going to have to do some of the controlled burns under, you know, different wind directions and conditions in order to figure out, you know, how this is going to inconvenience or adversely affect the neighbors. I mean, I know if I lived 1,000 feet from a facility like this, I would have some concerns. So I just thought I'd raise that.
I think there may be some misunderstanding of actually what the facility does and how it works. Right. So we need to understand, we need to sort of get that information out as well, and that's going to come out as we go through the design process. So you need to understand in terms of that there is, there are facilities out here that have certain smoke requirements associated with them, so that there isn't smoke associated with them.
You try to limit the amount of smoke that you put out through the center, and it would be a smoke regenerating system.
Okay.
So that we take it back to the building and regenerate it.
Okay.
Jim?
Also, would be propane.
Dennis, could you outline or describe the property and the construction costs, if this was to be the chosen site, with its relationship with the college and the education funding and things like that?
Yeah, I'd like to think that we want to wait for the consultants to do their work before we do that. There is a program of elements in here which talks about an administration building, a burn building, extrication pads, et cetera, et cetera. What I would say to you is that it's, we know that we're going to have stormwater issues, and we're going to have to deal with stormwater issues, and that's typical for any site that disturbs the area that we're talking about disturbing. We're looking at a disturbed area somewhere in a little less than 4 acres, we believe, as we currently envision it, and we believe that the impervious surface will be somewhere less than 2 acres. To give you an idea, if you looked at that, if we looked at a facility, for example, in this location, you're probably talking a facility that would encompass an area about this size. You can think of ways that you can come in here and put administration buildings up front, so you have these fairly innocuous facilities up front, and put your more active props and firefighting work in the back of the structure. So there's different ways that you can look at that. One of the things we would be looking at is how to lay this site out. Most of us, I think all of us have walked the site in one way, shape, or form with regard to this. A lot of this has been farmed in the past. There's stone walls throughout all of it. There are some wetland areas in this area up here. A lot of drainage comes down under the county highway in this location. This area is fairly wet up here. So we'll go through that. I mean, when you look at this, there's a lot of scrub brush up in this location. We do have a well that's up in here. We know that we have a well that's drilled there. We've pulled some of the information with regard to that well. We know it yield is about 25 gallons a minute. We don't know what the water quality is associated with that, but we do know what the yield is because it was pump tested. It's tough for me to say much more than that, Jim. I don't want to prejudge where the consultants are going to go or where the environmental information is going to lead us.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
Steve, on the questions, and I know you saw these questions.
I saw some of them. Yeah,
I mean, is there anything that's that you will not be addressing of those questions that are given to us or given to?
No, I can certainly answer those questions as time goes on. I'm not prepared to answer them.
Right, I understand it, but I mean, you have addressed those questions, absolutely. And you don't see any of those being standing out of any issue or any time.
I actually think that
the questions are helpful. Because it gives us a sense of what the community's concern is early on in the project, and it makes sure that as we start to work that we can address. Mm-hmm. So I look at the questions as being very helpful in terms of where we can go and how we address them.
Manager Joe?
Yeah. First of all, I haven't seen it yet, but I understand that there were some modifications, and I want to thank you.
Major modifications.
Okay. And my question is, you know, this has been going on for a long time, and a lot of hard work has gone into it. the community is essentially just becoming aware, you know, to the extent that, you know, a few weeks ago I got one or two calls, and now there are a lot of people concerned. I'm wondering if it would be helpful if the questions that are easy to answer could be answered, and we could just have a month to start to process that information and then move forward. Is there any reason why an action has to be taken tonight? And this is not by way of stalling. It's just by way of getting more information and processing it and helping the community understand, you know, what's going on.
Dennis, I can't answer that. I mean,
yeah, my sense is I think we had this discussion with the committee last month. My sense is that in order to answer those questions with validity that the community deserves.
Hold on, you're not going to be able to answer these questions.
No.
Thoroughly.
No.
Let me
just finish, right. If I may, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. The community deserves a thoughtful response to their questions. One of the reasons we want to hire the consultants to do the work is to make sure they get that thoughtful response. The idea of saying we're going to pause and try to answer the questions ourselves, I think it does a bit of disservice. The idea essentially here is to bring the experts in, let them look at the site, do the necessary work that essentially scans the site as it needs to be done, and then come back to the community and say, this is what we found. So, in all due respect, waiting a month for us to answer the question doesn't give it the thoughtful and professional response that the community deserves.
Well, you're going to have, during the process of your consultant, you're going to have them address the concerns of the residents, correct?
Absolutely, and that's why I really thank, I mean, the idea of having these questions up front, I think, is helpful to us. I don't think it's hurtful. I think it's helpful to us. It begins to start to say these are the issues that are important to the community. We have other issues. We have operational issues that are important to the fire service issues. We have cost issues which are important to everyone. So I think as we go through this, having some of these things up front is most helpful. But I really don't think waiting so that we can sort of think that we can get the answers absent the professionals is appropriate. And I think that what we've done with the contract is we said, look, we're going to get these answers. And if the answers aren't what the legislature wants to hear or they don't address the community's concern, I think that's the time when we say this site either works or it doesn't work.
Just to make it clear to everybody else, if this is approved tonight, and I don't know if it's going to be or not, but if it's approved tonight, this is only doing the environmental end of it. They would have to come back to the legislative body for the construction end of it. So it's a whole different process, whole different monies involved.
We have to come back for detailed design.
All this does is essentially say this is where the boxes fit on the site, where we think that how we think we're going to get in and out of the site.
Crazy?
I mean, I may be near alone in this, but I too would like another month. And I'll tell you, it's not
to do
just.
I'm going to tell you.
Because even tonight, we've heard there's a lot of work that's been done that Dennis respectfully just said to Jim. There's a lot of misunderstanding about what actually is going to happen at this site. This legislature that's being asked to vote on it has never gotten any kind of formal presentation on what actually is happening. I know a lot of work's been done in special committees and in the fire advisory committee. I get that, but I'm not on that committee. I'm on Ways and Means. And last week, this came before, and there were a lot of questions that had come up the day before at the environment committee. And now here we are, which I appreciate the amendments to the contract, but I still have a lot of questions. I want to see this happen, the facility. I want to see the facility happen. But I do not feel that I have enough information to necessarily vote on this today. And like I said, I'm one legislator, but I think we deserve a presentation on what exactly is going to happen here. Is there going to be smoke? I'm hearing that you turn propane on, you turn propane off. There's not going to be real fires. There's going to be car fires. There aren't going to be car fires. I don't know. How am I supposed to intuit that? I don't know what's happening.
Go on, Ken.
This is going to be one of the determining factors of a lot of those things that you're asking.
This is also $82,000 on environmental reviews.
Right, but they're not going to be able to tell you today what's going to happen there. They can't even tell you where it's going to be, because part of this is to decide where it's going to be. Where is it going to be on the property, or where is it going to be in general as they work through SEAKR? I mean, there's you know, you're asking, is there going to be fire? Is there going to be propane? Is there going to be a car pad? Is there going to be a tanker car? Is there going to be a lot of things? We don't know until some of this preliminary planning work is done. So I don't know what questions another month would answer for you, because you have a lot of questions that can't be determined until we do the study.
Well, the study is going to answer the environmental questions. The study is going to say whether or not it can happen at this site. But I'm one of my concerns is that we chose the site because we own the site. That was maybe the overarching deciding factor in choosing the site. Beyond that, I have questions, as Dennis alluded to, as to what actually is going to happen on the site.
Well, I don't
know what's going to happen. And you're saying that what's going to happen on the site is going to be determined by the environmental. I feel like it's a little bit of chicken and the egg, because some people are saying, well, you're referring to something that's not going to happen here, and then other people are saying, well, we don't know what's going to happen here until we do an environmental review. Don't we know what's going to happen here? Don't we have a plan? I mean, that's what all the work is.
That is, when you develop a property, that is your plan. You do a seeker study to see if you can actually do all the environmental concerns on that piece of property.
I know that. I understand what a seeker study is.
Before you can move forward, you have to do that. I mean, he can guess maybe it couldn't, whatever the case may be. And no disrespect for him or anybody else. He's not a professional to determine that. So we were having professionals determine if we can do this environmentally sound on that piece of property. Okay? And if we can, they are going to place a site somewhere on that property. And then it's coming back to the legislative body, and we have the right at that time to say yes or no, we're going to proceed or we're not going to proceed. This property might not even be acceptable to do a project like this. First, Hector, then Ken, and then Carl.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you guys all hear me? More importantly, can Dennis hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So, thank you, Dennis. I know you were not involved in this to begin with, but I know you sort of stepped in to try to help fix things from this point forward. My question is that since we've already sort of settled on this particular property, are there any alternatives that are going to be looked at beyond this, or where any alternatives are going to be alternative layouts on this site?
Yes. One of the things
yes
that we...
Yes, the first part or the second part?
Both.
Oh, okay, both.
And I think one of the things that, for those folks that are not familiar with the State Environmental Quality Review Act, one of the things I think that we did when we went back and looked at the contract, we put additional money to look at alternatives, both in terms of alternative layouts as well as alternative locations. So that language is in the contract as it currently. It was in the original contract. It continues itself and is strengthened in the revised contract. We've had conversations with the consultants about this. So we know that we're going to go back through the alternatives analysis. I think one of the reasons we want to do that is to make sure that we meet the requirements of the State Environmental Quality Review Act, and also to make sure that we satisfy the legislature when we come back and say, this is why this site or this is why another site makes the most sense in order to proceed. I would say that there's not just environmental considerations here. One of the reasons that the fire service landed on this site was its central location, was its ability to get access. So there's a lot of things that I anticipate that we may build a matrix of pros and cons to see how that alternative analysis comes out, and from that move forward. And then when we look at the site itself, I think we're going to look at a couple of things when we look at the site. One is obviously the environmental constraints that we cannot violate. The other ones have to do with community concerns, and finally some of the operational concerns with respect to the fire service itself. So this is not just an environmental work. This is a much more, for me anyway, I think this is a much more robust look at the site and the operations of the facility that essentially begin to go back to those questions that the community asks.
Okay. Ken?
I'm fine.
Carl?
Yeah, I just got a couple of things. Tracy?
Yes.
I believe, and tell me if I'm wrong, any site that's going to be picked is going to be where you're going to do the exact same thing that you're doing with this site.
Mm-hmm.
Those other five sites that you have in this list, we still have to do the same thing. Okay, so I think that to say that we're, you know...
Go on.
To say that we're doing something out of the ordinary, I don't think is particularly true. Now, I'm
I don't
not
think
an
you're
urban
saying
planner.
That, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'd have to do the same thing with this site as any other site. You'd have to do the environmental review. You'd have to do the planning phase or whatever. Mm-hmm. I realize that the neighbors have concerns. I would like to see a report back from these consultants mm-hmm. that's going to minimize, because there's going to be smoke, there's going to be fire, there's going to be noise, but that they could minimize it so that it's not going to cause pollution, noise pollution, air pollution, angry neighbors. I mean, I'm satisfied that the committee, the fire board, or the fire chiefs, that they looked at the sites. They're not urban planners, but I just think that there's going to be noise and smoke no matter where it's going to be. I think it's a good opportunity to be next to the college. I understand that there might be some kind of cost sharing in the future between the state and the county, because whenever you do a capital project, it's usually shared in those respects, so that's going to save the county more money. And I don't know what a month of waiting is going to do. Why don't we get this study done first and see where we're at? Because we're not going to approve anything unless it's favorable,
Ken?
In our opinion.
Just to Carl's point, that one of the stipulations in the contract is that the firm will assist the county at a public meeting with advisory agencies, local officials, and mm-hmm. citizens, at which the firm will provide visual aids and present a technical discussion of the alternatives as necessary. And to Carl's other point, it might not necessarily be the same thing. It might be the difference between an okay training center and a state-of-the-art training center if we don't do it here. There's not one cookie-cutter fire training center that a lot of people might think that there is. In Walker Valley, it's a steel building. It's a three-story steel building with one burn room downstairs on the first floor and one burn room on the second floor. In the town of Ulster and in Woodstock, they're concrete buildings. I believe that they're both three stories as well. The Ulster one might be four. Does it have an extraction pad to practice extracting from a vehicle? Does it have a propane pit to understand how to deal with a propane fire? Does it have, like Orange County has, an overturned tanker truck and a tanker rail car? Probably not. Orange County really has the state-of-the-art training facility in the area. I've visited all of these locations as a member of the Fire Advisory Board. So there's not a one-size-fits-all, map. And I don't know that we have a list of everything that's going to be there. I think that we might have a wish list from this committee of things that they'd like to see there, but it's going to come down to funding, and it's going to come down to, where the site plan lands and the availability of funds, really.
The contract does contain within it a program of project elements that's there. And there's some estimates of size for those mm-hmm. elements. Mm-hmm. And we did that certainly from estimating purposes so that we had some direction to give the consultants. And I think the committee was very helpful in terms of getting that to us so that we could understand how it would fit on the site. And we could give you a sense in terms of, we could sort of do our own internal sanity check in terms of whether or not the site did make sense given what the program of elements they're talking about.
Madam Jo?
Yeah. Tracy suggested something that I want to ask about, and that is a presentation of what is known. And that is, I think, in terms of the community, it would be very valuable, and the legislature, it would be very valuable to, and I know you have touched on it here, but I'm talking about not when we're rushing, for other business, but a focused conversation that all the stakeholders were present at. And that is the only reason, and I think that wouldn't cost anything. It could be done sometime between now and our meeting in May. And I think it would begin to build trust and, increase communication. So that's, my one reason for asking to hold off, just so that the legislators and the community have a chance to process what is known, not what needs to be researched. So I wanted to make that request or suggestion, you know, very specific.
Hector?
So, you know, two things. One, in the vein of what Mana just brought up, I would probably say, regardless of whatever transpires, my suggestion, Dennis, is that you do that, to be able to bring the neighbors themselves, and maybe that means doing something at the college. You know, maybe that means, you know, doing some sort of, you know, presentation. I realize that you don't have much to do, Dennis, so I know that this will just be a fairly easy thing for you to fit into your schedule.
What are you going to tell them that you don't know already?
And I appreciate the fact that the legislature and the community is concerned. I've seen two ways to approach planning process, more than two ways, but two basic ways to approach planning process. You go to the community and say, this is what we're thinking about doing. We really don't know what we're going to do because we haven't done any of the background work to do it, but we want to tell you that this is what we're thinking about doing. And the community stands up and starts to imagine all of the horrible things that can happen. And you can imagine if you're a neighbor or if you're a property owner or even if you travel through the area, that those kinds of things become, gee, they can't even tell us what they're going to do, and yet they've decided on a site. And that turns into a really difficult discussion with any group because you really have no substantive information to give them. So we do about 3 to 5 planning studies a year through the Transportation Council. And we generally go through and say, this is the purpose of the study. So, and we've done that, I think, fairly with a great deal of detail to the legislature. And then what we do is we go out and we do baseline information. This is what we know, and this is our goals and objectives. So the community knows what the goals and objectives is. They know that the goal and objectives here is essentially a fire training center.
But Dennis,
we haven't done.
Dennis, you could be doing even a modified charrette of some sort. Not to go that far. No, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I do, and what I would say to you is that kind of information or that kind of discussion, I think, is better off when we know something more about the site than we know now, and also when we know something more about the alternatives than we know now.
I hear
what you're saying, and that's why it's in the contract.
Dennis, let me ask you a question. There's other sites that you're going to be evaluating during this contract, right?
That's correct.
Can you do that evaluation first to see why
you would pick
this site over these other sites?
We would.
And can you give us a report to the legislative body of why you chose this site, if this is the site you're choosing, over the other sites? Before you proceed with the environmental end of it.
It goes back to level of detail. I hesitate to commit without knowing the level of detail.
Well, you're not going to be able to do everything involved here with the environmental. I mean, let's be real about that. But, I mean, you can get a very good education of which site is best suited by doing your evaluations of each site. Now, you're going to look at the sites and you're going to say, this one has some concerns environmental. This one over here might have some concerns of
the ability to expand or actually fit it on, or location.
Can you do that prior to you expanding into the environmental end of it? You know, actually, why you chose this site over the other sites as part of this contract?
I think the answer is of course we can do that. The real question is if you do that, are we going to have the committee second guessing how we got there?
No, you're going to educate the committee how you got there from your due diligence.
One last thing.
Yep.
And several of the sites I think no longer exist.
That's the other thing. They don't exist.
Will you consider additional sites other than the sites that were listed as you do the citing alternatives part of CEQA?
Well, I guess my point would be is the fire commission went out and did a substantial look at all of the areas that they're familiar with. They know these facilities better than I do, and they came back with a list of sites that they thought were appropriate. Some of those sites are now off the market or not available anymore. I can't see us going back and reinventing that discussion.
All right, but Dennis, getting back to my point, could you? In some way, before you proceed with the environmental end of it, give us a reason why you're choosing this site over to any other site you're looking at?
Sure.
So what, that's a motion then to postpone it?
Not to postpone it. He's going to do that part of his contract, that he is going to do an evaluation of the sites first before he proceeds with the environmental studies.
And you're talking about these six sites? The six, is this the only six we're talking about, the six that are listed here?
I think they'll look at any site that's available, but from what you're telling me, a couple of these sites aren't available now?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
they're
not available.
Yeah, the Rodat Manufacturing is no longer available. Tech City was always iffy.
And if they're aware of another site, I'm sure they'll look at it. If they're aware of it.
Armor Dynamics.
Honor Dynamics has been sold, so, I mean.
And the West Hurley School.
West Hurley School has been sold, so.
So that takes most of the list off, yeah. But are there others than these six, is what I'm asking?
Not that we reviewed, no.
Okay.
Call the question.
The question is on this resolution, what Dennis is going to give us.
Has amended.
Yeah, we'll come back with an alternatives discussion.
All right.
It's not amended.
It is amended before you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They moved it and seconded it as it was presented.
Okay. All right, so all in favor of doing this contract with the new amendment of 82406, with Dennis coming back in the future, giving us evaluation of why, whatever chosen site, and the reasons why that site is chosen. Correct?
Aye.
Anybody against?
I want to be a no.
But you know. All right.
Can I speak to you after?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Last one's a late resolution.
Move for its lateness.
Yes, move, please.
And I want to second it. I know what you're done for.
Resolution 179, supporting a grant application for the Federal Trade Administration to accept and administrate funding for the building improvements and authorize Ulster County Executive to execute any required application or agreements to accept funding from the Public Transportation.
You don't need to move it for lateness because...
All right, for the resolution. Jim did it for the resolution.
Yes.
Mary Beth second it.
Yes.
Don, comments quick?
The FDA gave us our approval letter on April 13th. The application deadline is April 24th to reduce the funds. So we had to get it to you this month.
Carl?
I know it's supposed to be for a capital project. Do you have any idea what you're going to use the money for?
This is for building improvements over at UCAT. Some of the ideas, since we're very short, we didn't get all of our quotes yet, but it's lighting improvements, security camera improvements, sidewalk.
Deputy Director's Office.
Some gutters that are needed, oil, things like that. Okay. An oil room renovation.
Yeah. Hopefully green.
Use that water tower up there.
All right, any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
I can't imagine not buying anything, but at least
any new business? Old business? Motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Just don't my legislators leave till they sign. I get it. There you go. Chris. No. Chris Allen. Why did he not sign?
Basically, if somebody comes to me and says,
if they have unpaid
taxes in the village, I can't accept that and get them.
Probably around noon.
I'm
I think I'll get there.
Might against you. I've had 3 years of that county and only one at the village.
Dennis, do you want to do